After the Battle of Kurukshetra, Part 5. Yudhishthira returns to the scene of the massacre. Suta Goswami said, "Being afraid for having killed so many subjects on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Maharaj Yudhishthira went to the scene of the massacre. There, lying on a bed of arrows, was Bhishma Dev, about to pass away. At that time, all of Yudhishthira's brothers followed him on beautiful chariots drawn by first-class horses and decorated with gold ornaments. With them were Vyas and rishis like Daumya, the learned priest of the Pandavas, and others. O sage amongst the Brahmanas, the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, also followed, seated on a chariot with Arjuna. And thus King Yudhishthira appeared very aristocratic, like Kuvera, surrounded by his companions, the Kuyakas. And seeing Bhishma lying there on the ground, like a demigod fallen from the sky, the Pandava king Yudhishthira, along with his younger brothers and Lord Krishna, bowed down before Bhishma. And just to see this chief of the descendants of King Bharat, all the great souls in the universe, namely the Rishi among the demigods, Brahmins and kings, all situated in the quality of goodness, were assembled. All the sages like Parvat Muni, Narada, Daumya, Vyas, Brihadashva, Bharadvaj, Parashuram and his disciples, Vasishtha, Indraprahmada, Trita, Gritsamada, Asita, Kakshivan, Gautama, Atri, Kaushika, and Sudarshan. All of these personalities were present. And there were many others like Shukadeva Goswami and other purified souls, Kashyapa and Angiras and others, all accompanied by their respective disciples. They all arrived there. Bhishma Dev, who was the best among the 8 Vasus, received and welcomed all the great and powerful rishis who were assembled. For Bhishma knew perfectly all the religious principles according to time and place. Lord Sri Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, yet he remains in his transcendental form, which he manifests by his internal potency. And this very Lord was sitting before Bhishma Dev. And since Bhishma Dev knew of his glories, he worshipped Krishna duly. The sons of Maharaj Pandu were sitting silently nearby, overtaken with affection for their dying grandfather. And seeing this, Bhishma Dev congratulated them with feeling. There were tears of ecstasy in his eyes, for he was overwhelmed by love and affection. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.